Well, Roberto, a very entertaining 90 minutes, but ultimately a bizarre way to lose 2 points. What was your reaction?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I thought that we were very, very good, magnificent in the first half. You know, there was a lot of intensity in our game. Scored a goal, had some very good opportunities as well. I think we had 15 attempts on goal, good opportunities to score the second goal as well. And in the second half, you know, there were times where we had to defend, which we did bravely as well. And our goalkeeper made some good saves too. I think it's games like this, you need to be able to score the second goal to kill the game, or being able to see it out and get the 3 points. So, you know, we are a little bit disappointed, obviously, not to have got the 3 points. It was a mistake that we made just before the end of the game, which cost us. But there were a lot of good things that we did tonight.
Yeah, a mistake from Pierluigi. I suppose that's his second high-profile mistake in three championship games. What's his character like? Is he a sort of player that will bounce back from it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very sure of that. He came out to clear the ball and unfortunately hit opposition. And so it's a shame, because I thought that we were brave defending, and we could have also scored the second goal to kill the game off. But he made some good saves to keep us in the game as well. So, you know, mistakes cost you. When a goalkeeper makes a mistake, that costs you.
And I suppose it is a lesson for your squad to put away that second goal to get the 3 points.
Yeah, it's right, especially when you dominate the game. You need to try and take advantage of it. And we'll have to learn from these occasions, and we'll have to improve. And there's a lot of improvement in the team over these weeks that we work together. And we're still a work in progress. You know, the new players that have come in, they still need to understand exactly how we want to play. But it's going to take time. But, it's a shame, because I thought that we deserved a bit more as well tonight.
And there were plenty of positives, weren't there, Roberto? Certainly in that first half, creating lots of chances. Yes. The crowd, very loud, great atmosphere again, and it did seem like you had the confidence and you were going to make it 2 wins in 2.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we wanted, and we showed great intensity and great energy as well on the pitch. And it's a shame that we could not add the second goal, but sometimes you need to see a game out 1-0 as well. You know, there's so many games, and we need to learn to be able to do that as well.
His sixth goal in 7 games against Huddersfield. How important will Ross McCormack's first goal in an Aston Villa shirt be?
Yeah, it's good that he's off the mark now. We had Gestede on the weekend scoring, so it's good that our strikers are off the mark.
Quick word on the fans, 35,000 here on a Tuesday night for this championship fixture.
Yeah, quite incredible, great support. And, I think that the team showed that energy as well, and they were buzzing when they saw all these spectators. And especially first half, it was fantastic. But we'll have to transform these games like tonight in 3 points rather than one.
And on the 10-minute mark as well, a great reaction for Dalian Atkinson, a former Villa striker.
Yes, there was a great reaction from everybody in the ground to commiserate, obviously, the death of Atkinson. And our fans are very loyal, and they showed great appreciation.